Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program with Rich McFadden. The storm this week has just made a mess of mail deliveries. I was watching NECN, which is the New England cable news channel, Richie, last night, and they were profiling a mail delivery person in Manchester, New Hampshire, where we are now heard on WFEA. It was interesting how he has to walk, you know, it was one of those human interest stories. A lot of people in the same sort of work, whatever you're... we didn't have any delivery of UPS until yesterday. We still haven't had any mail all week long. I'm in the rural free delivery zone, and we haven't seen a stitch of mail all week. Not one bit. And the roads are clear now. Yesterday were fine. It seems to me that the post office, what's that expression? That's what I was thinking.
Wind and rain and snow.
We'll get through.
Earthquakes and tornadoes. Baloney. Volcano explosions.
Wimps.
We get there.
They're getting to be wimps. This guy was nice. The profile was nicely done. It showed different parts of the city of Manchester where there was a lot of snow. I don't think they have quite as much up there as we do here, but it was a nice human interest story underscoring what we just said. All right, this guy takes his job seriously. He's out delivering the mail. But there are a lot of mail deliverers that didn't show up. They didn't come to work. They get their truck stuck in the snowdrift. What, not going to work?
You get to the point in life where mail is nothing but bills and bad news, and I'm okay with it not showing up.
I'm looking for some checks, Rich.
I'm looking for some checks.
Yeah, I'm looking for checks. Thank you very much. Yeah. You'll be happy to know that the United States government...
Those guys.
Specifically, the White House does not consider the Taliban to be terrorists.
Really?
No.
What do they consider them to be, a church group?
They do not carry out tactics that are akin to terrorism. They do pursue terror attacks in an effort to try to advance their agenda, according to the press secretary, Mr. Ernst.
Ernst.
He was explaining they have a different classification. Huh? What are you talking about? This guy doesn't understand even what semantics are.
Hey, it's always been an issue that, for example, the psychologist that Camp Pendleton that shot everybody up. They don't consider that a terrorist attack.
Mm. Well,
what is it?
But yeah, exactly. What is it?
Then what is it?
If the Taliban is not a terrorist
attack,
what are they? Better Business Bureau?
Right.
No, I'm sorry. No. No, no, they are, even if the White House doesn't. And why would they get involved in this discussion and debate? They're trying to separate them from Al-Qaeda and from ISIS?
Yeah.
They are? All right, well, here's one of the reasons it may come up. The issue is in focus because the White House insisted that the prisoner exchange between Jordan and ISIS would be different than the prisoner exchange the U.S. made last year for Bo Bergdahl. Our policy is that we don't pay ransom, we don't give concessions to terrorist organizations, so now they're trying to split hairs. By the way, we have a gentleman coming up who's been studying the Bo Bergdahl case. Will he be charged with desertion or being AWOL? We'll talk about that in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, in Mexico City yesterday, awful. Ugh.
Yeah.
Babies dying. Actually, it probably... a certain amount of luck that more didn't perish from what I can see here. Big gas explosion flattened a maternity ward at a hospital in Mexico City. Also, a nurse was killed. If you look at the mass of crumbled concrete, Richie.
Oh, it's bad.
All the twisted steel. 100 people in this maternity hospital. Things could have been a lot worse, actually. Dozens of people were hurt, rescuers.
It's amazing.
We're looking for buried babies, but the only fact that three died is... Yeah.
And a nurse, right?
Yep. Now, here's something that is going to catch the ear of a lot of people, and well, it might. I'm thinking about this elementary school girl, the 8-year-old, who has been talking this week about finding a cure for cancer. Not normal dinner table conversation, probably, for 8-year-olds. But this discussion led to some lab study. There's a report about Camila Lisanti. Parents are both cancer researchers at Manchester University in England. Over dinner, her father asked her how she would cure the disease, and she said, why don't we use antibiotics? Like the same stuff I use when we have a sore throat. And so then this fellow, whose name is Michael, and his wife, Frederica, went to their laboratory, tested the theory. We're surprised to find that several cheap and widely used antibiotics destroyed cancer cells. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, skin cancer, brain cancer. Some of the antibiotics work by preventing cancer cells from making energy, providing mitochondria, which cancer stem cells seem to be loaded with.
It amazes
Isn't
me.
It's amazing
that they have never tried
the
antibiotics.
Babes, yeah.
That they've never put that together. Yes. Because the amount of antibiotics that are prescribed now. Wait a minute. When I was getting chemo
last year.
Yeah. I was given antibiotics when I started to get a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we have been.
How do you know that didn't get rid of the cancer, not the chemo?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ding.
Ding, ding, ding,
that
ding,
they've
ding,
never
ding,
put
ding.
That there because you are prescribed antibiotics because if you get sick, I mean, your immune system is weak.
Hold the phone. The scientists who are looking at this research say it's promising, but so far it's just limited to lab results.
How has that never been looked at before?
Because these people are not. There's not a lot of money.
How does
it
take an 8-year-old
you know
sitting
how
at
much
a table
money
with their parents to for this to be
how
looked
much
at?
Money is spent in this country alone just to treat breast cancer? $5 billion.
How many pharmaceutical companies are gone? Oh, God.
Well,
our billions of dollars that we're putting into cancer research and it's antibiotics.
And all these people that go running around every October with a pink ribbons on, let's put an end to breast cancer, which is desirable to be sure
by
all accounts. But most of the money, if you go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the money's not going to research. It's going to pay the people who are trying to collect the money from you.
A lot of Lexuses in that parking lot.
Big rip-offs like the Red Cross. All right, 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Brian Bouffard, who is a former Navy JAG officer and now a civilian counsel defending service members in every branch of the armed forces. Will he defend Mr. Bo Bergdahl? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done. Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Granger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
16 after the hour. Today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I now have with us Brian Bouffard, who, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, former JAG officer, now a counsel defending service members in the armed forces. The question comes up on Bo Bergdahl as you look at. There are a couple of different adjuncts to this story, Brian. The fact that the news media trying to find those five Taliban Gitmo detainees who were released in return for the sergeant. Apparently, intelligence officials have been following them. One of them is already back to, up to no good. And then there's a couple of others who are leaning in that direction, shall we say, going back to their old ways. There's a report in Congress this week suggesting 17% of those who are released in these circumstances go back to their old ways.
Attacking us.
Yeah, right, coming back and doing whatever they can. So, anyway, that's one aspect of this. The actual trial underway, would you defend Bergdahl if you were asked to?
Absolutely, I would. And just to clarify, there is no trial underway on Sergeant Bergdahl. We haven't even gotten to the point where a decision has been made on what to charge him with.
What do you think?
Those reports that came out earlier this week, I believe, were incorrect.
Right, they were. I think somebody that's been mentioned a number of times.
Do you think he will be charged, and what would he be charged with?
Well, I do think he's going to be charged. And really, to me, the most interesting question here is whether or not the government decides to charge him with just unauthorized absence, which is simply not being where you're supposed to be because of your own actions.
You're AWOL.
AWOL, exactly. The Army calls it AWOL. Some of the other services call it UA, or unauthorized absence. Or desertion. And desertion differs from UA only because the government would have to prove one additional element, and that is that when Sergeant Bergdahl, or then PFC Bergdahl, left, that at the moment he left, he had the intent to stay away permanently. And so there's evidence that seems to kind of cut in that direction. There may be some that cuts away from that. And that'll be an interesting question. And it also significantly raises the potential punishment level.
So when we look at some of the information from his father and his family, the tweets about we will not rest until all of the detainees are released from Gitmo, does that stand against him in any kind of a trial? Will that be brought up? And then he has some information that led in that direction too, right?
Well, that's what's been reported. I can tell you that the email and tweet ramblings of his dad or his family, those are very likely going to be inadmissible against Sergeant Bergdahl. However, obviously, Bergdahl's own statements could certainly be used against him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so under the circumstances, this sort of thing hasn't happened a lot. Is there some sort of precedent, though, for this kind of a trial or any kind of charges being filed against him?
Well, we haven't tried and executed somebody for desertion in time of war since Private Slovak in 1945 in World War II. Now, I'm not saying that Sergeant Bergdahl is going to face the death penalty, but if they charge him with desertion, the death penalty would be legally possible. The convening authority, General Milley, could say, I want to refer this case to a general court-martial, and I want to refer it as a capital case. Now, I think the chances of that are extremely low, but it is legally possible if they charge him with desertion.
All right, so a good lawyer, it would seem to me, would dig around and come up with a defense that this is not a war. It's not a legally declared war. There are men, if I were in his shoes or if somebody was representing him, I'd say, hey, this wasn't something Congress brought on. This is not a real war. He wasn't.
Well, the UCMJ doesn't define it necessarily as a formally declared war, and which also we haven't had since World War II.
Right.
But an armed conflict could certainly trigger those provisions.
Really?
Is there any information that he tried to desert and go and be with the enemy?
Well, you know, unfortunately, for months and months, all any of us outside the Army have been able to do is speculate. So I'm going off of other media reports when I say I believe I recall some of that information. That he may have done that. I also seem to recall information that he had left before and come back.
Right.
And if that's the case, then that is at least some ammunition that might be on the defense side to say, well, you know, you can't automatically say he intended to desert because he said this before and came back.
So how does the White House stand up now, giving him up for five detainees? That's
there you
the
go.
Hard
hey.
Part here.
Yeah, Brian, thank you for being here. Brian Bouffard discussing the Bergdahl case. And his website, by the way, jagdefender.com, is pretty interesting stuff to read. 21 after on Good Day.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's get to some musical history here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On this date in 1969, January 30th, 1969, the Beatles staged an impromptu concert on top of the Apple headquarters in London.
Oh, cool.
And it turned out to be the Beatles' last public performance. What we have here in the next 3-4 minutes, a rap, if you will, a musical montage of the music that actually was performed by them as they get together for the last time on this date, 1969, starting with Get Back. Commentary that's necessary to this? I don't see any reason to talk.
Well, yes.
What?
The Beatles are an amazing band, and we've talked about the story of the philosophy of 10,000 hours. When you do something for 10,000 hours, you are considered an expert. It is that point when you become an expert at something. And the Beatles, when they were young and before they became big, performed at these German strip bars where they would just play for 7, 8, 9, 10 hours in a row, all-nighters, for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. They would go there and spend 3 months there and just work 10 hours a day for 3 months, 7 days a week. And they did that for years, for like 4, 5, 6 years. And they got to that 10,000 hours point. And that is why in 1964, when they hit the big scene, these guys were professionals. They were experts. They knew what they were doing. And it just, when you listen to their stuff, I used to listen to their BBC sessions,
yeah,
which is all live stuff when they go into the BBC studios. It's amazing. It is great. And if you don't have the BBC recordings of the Beatles, it is absolutely something that should be on your record catalog.
We're celebrating the last performance of the Beatles publicly together on the roof of Apple Records in London, this date 1969, when they were all together picking up their last check.
Twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold tonight. Say the on the one after 909. just the kind of stuff you get on the BBC album.
Yeah.
Just songs that you don't know.
These are not the big pop hits.
Or they're cover tunes. Like, this is an old blues cover tune.
Yeah.
Type thing.
And how many songs do you think they recorded in their career over those
9 years
that they were together? What, 9, 10 years they were together?
It had to be 1,000 songs.
This is like that weekend show that is. There are two Beatles shows, I think. Breakfast with the Beatles and Beatles Brunch or something. The two syndicated shows that air. Like the Frank Sinatra syndicated shows, the Elvis syndicated shows. This always gets great ratings on the radio station, the Beatles.
I'm only seeing 240 songs.
Really?
That they recorded.
I found that hard.
It seems to me, when you listen to all of their albums, there's so much stuff.
I mean, how many different albums are there? There have got to be dozens of albums, aren't there?
How many albums did they record and release versus how many songs did they record and then were later released? And that's where, like, the BBC stuff comes out.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, I thought it would be nice to highlight this event because there are so many of us who are Beatles fans. I mean, it was how old you are.
Yeah, I'm seeing 240 songs.
One of the few things that you can mention to people of all ages that they'll pretty much acknowledge and know something about, music from the Beatles. So, at any rate, this is worth a moment or two of our time. I think a lot of reminiscing going on now. The concert, last appearance of the Beatles this day, 1969. Uri Geller, speaking of England, et cetera, one of England's finest. We're on the Good Day program coming up in a few minutes here. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like it. That was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Doug and Uri Geller will join us from England in a matter of moments. The polls suggest Mr. Romney remains the top of the GOP field. Mrs. Clinton leads the Democrats. I think it's sort of, I don't know if surprising is the right word for it, but Governor Romney, been in, been out, didn't seem to be too excited about running. Now he says he is, and he leads the field. He's going to announce today, apparently, what his decision is. Duh. Why do you think he's been running all over the country? Is it to test whether he could hypothetically beat Mrs. Clinton, or he could come out on top of the Republicans? Let's see here. This poll suggests he leads with 21%, followed by Rand Paul, who's next, then Huckabee, and then Jeb Bush. So those are the top four, according to this poll anyway. Mrs. Clinton on top of the Democrats. Let's see here. Who's in second position? Joe Biden. Third position, Senator Elizabeth Warren. My God, what a horror show she is. Ah! Ah! Oh!
Can't many worse than Joe Biden, though.
Well, Joe Biden. All right, anyway. So that's that story. California health officials this week declared electronic cigarettes a health threat that ought to be strictly regulated the same as tobacco. I agree. 100%. The health advocates that have looked at this, pushing back against this device, this is bad. This is not good. The e-cigarettes emit cancer-causing chemicals, and they get you hooked on the product the same as anything. It has nicotine in it. It doesn't have the tobacco smoke, but it's got all kinds of other long-term ill effects on you. And young people are using these things to start that.
Right.
That's the problem here.
I never really thought this was the safe alternative.
No. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. Okay, let's turn to Pennsylvania. Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
You go ahead and cough. What's going on in Pennsylvania? because I'm sure Uri's going to let us know what's going on in London, so I need to know what's going on in Pennsylvania.
All right, so Western Pennsylvania, folks there, according to the story that's on DougStefan.com, today trying to figure out how a man who's been dead for 2 years wound up being appointed to a county industrial board. Fayette County officials say it seemed that they never tried checking in with him. Were there no meetings of this board between August 2012 when he died and this week? No meetings.
I'm telling you.
What is the matter? Well,
hey, that's a good thing.
Silly. What? What's a good thing?
All of the politicians should be dead.
Yeah. That's
that way silly. They can't mess anything up.
Well, that's too easy to say. The state of California back, we go back and forth across the country here on the Good Day program. There's a picture today, pretty fascinating, at DougStefan.com of a white dolphin. White. Very unusual. There was a whale-watching group out yesterday.
Aren't beluga whales white?
I don't know.
Does it look like dolphins? Oh, this is a white. Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at this. Photos captured of this white Rizzo dolphin swimming in Monterey Bay. The Whale Watch members are out there shooting these pictures. All white dolphins spotted swimming with some of the dark gray dolphins. Now, the people that took the pictures were marine biologists. There's actually a short video of the dolphin sighting as well. Blue eyes. It's an albino dolphin. In essence.
So, good thing it was these people, because most people, I would think it is a beluga whale.
And why would they? Well, who even knows? I don't even know what a beluga whale is.
A beluga whale is, they look like a dolphin, but they have that big forehead.
Yeah.
They're not quite as cute, because they're not, their face, their nose is a little bit more kind of stubbed.
Really?
But it looks like a dolphin, but they don't have the big fin, so.
Hmm. All right, this is something that I think we need to pay a little attention to. You know, we have any number of ways of following you or you following us on social media, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday, and we post all kinds of things because there's all kinds of stuff going on and people want to know about it. I am just looking at a report on LinkedIn of ISIS fundraising using bitcoins.
Yeah.
ISIS fundraising here in our country using bitcoins. This is from an Israeli cyber intelligence analyst who says that ISIS is using the what they call the dark web and bitcoin for recruiting and fundraising. Unregulated system gaps could indeed be exploited by terrorists seeking refuse in the black or dark. I don't know that much about the dark web.
The dark web is something I'm just kind of hearing about. It's really scary. Apparently, it can be compared to like the solar system. And we only know so much about the solar system or
right,
the ocean.
So much undetected stuff.
And there's all of this kind of under the web activity that takes place, crime stuff and hacking, and they get into it, and it's untraceable.
Yeah, isn't it amazing though what you actually, when you get into it, how this thing can be used? It's really I don't understand, frankly. I don't understand. I'd be the first to tell you, it's not in my realm of what makes any sense to me. So you know what does make sense to me? I find refuse in stories about cows.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, you'll be happy to know that firefighters came to the rescue. Two Colorado cows got onto a frozen pond, and they took the polar bear plunge. Not because they wanted to.
My brother does this.
But because, he didn't go out with cows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they went out onto a pond. Cows went through the ice. I'm looking at a fire department tweet of pictures.
Oh, wow.
We got them at DougStephan.com showing a pair of firefighters who are obviously tethered to the shore, so they don't suffer the same fate. They reached out for the cows, and they were able to pull them in. Cows are doing fine, so mom and child are home warming up.
That's so silly, but yet make it happen. I can imagine. We have a pond right here behind me, the front pasture where there are right now, I don't know, 45 or so cows that are bred. They'll calf in the spring. And off behind me, fenced off, is a pond. But if the fence broke, they could get on it, walk on it or not. They can swim. Cows float. I've had that happen to me about 40 years ago. A couple of heifers that I had in a pasture that I'd fenced off three sides, but the fourth side was a pond. They swam across the pond to get out, and they were out for the whole summer. Couldn't catch them. So if you think cows can't swim, you have
another. Do they ever go into the pond just for fun?
Well, I keep them out of this one here.
Oh.
There are ways, maybe not. I don't want to say that it is environmentally unsound, because it isn't really, for cows to be in. You know, you hear all this hoopla about cows or fertilizer. There's a difference between cow fertilizer, which is all organic and nothing but what you would find at the bottom of most ponds anyway, and the inorganic stuff that comes from commercial.
But you don't want them going in your pond, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't care whether they go in the pond or not. There's nothing in there but snapping turtle. I don't want them going in and get bitten by a snapping turtle.
Mm.
But, you know, other than that, I don't care. It's not a big deal, frankly. That's the story. Now, we have other stories, which I think deserve some probing, and the best prober I know is Uri Geller, who will join us in a matter of moments here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, Uri Geller joins Richie and me at 16 before the hour. Uri is a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator, expert on the mind, brought in to find all kinds of things, oil, and I think, what was it you told me the first time you went?
Criminals.
Yeah, it finds criminals if they're out there. So what is the most important thing that you, Uri Geller, think you have ever contributed to the well-being of mankind? I don't like that for a
You know, Doug, because you mentioned the words mind and motivator, you know that all things first originate in the mind.
Right.
And things and events depend heavily on motivation. Think about that. Your ideas, the concepts, your imagination, your visualization, your wanting things, you want to achieve things, they all start first in your mind. And to bring that to happen, to make it real, to make it tangible, you really have to activate not only your willpower, but the determination in you. You've got to visualize these things as real And I'm, as I said many times on this show, I'm a great believer that if you can visualize something long enough in your mind, it'll materialize, it'll happen, it'll form, simply because you're sending that positive thought out there and the universe returns it back to you and it happens. Unfortunately, I cannot put a time frame on it, but I can tell you this, that even trivial things that you wish for will happen, and the bigger things in life. So it is absolutely important to be motivated and to have that positive outlook all the time in your mind. Don't let any negativity seep through and kind of debunk what you're building for yourself, what you want to achieve. Now, your question to answer that, Doug, I can't, you know, first of all, I want all our listeners to understand that I'm not a miracle worker, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a healer. You know, I just do things, and if I'm in the right place with the right people at the right time, then these big projects do occur. So I would say that the largest thing that I achieved is when your government, Doug, asked me to convince the Russians to sign the nuclear arms reduction treaty. I was briefed in London. I was taken to Geneva by your head of American Foreign Relations Committee. At that time, it was Senator Claiborne Pell. Al Gore was there too with me. And I managed with my, I would say, skill or talent, call it telepathy, call it charisma, call it whatever you want to, I managed to convince Yuli Vorontsov, who was a head Russian negotiator on nuclear matters, to sign the nuclear treaty. That, I believe, would be one of, among the large things that I've achieved.
How did you do that?
Well, I think that I used everything that was available for me, my personality, my character, as I said, my charisma, my chutzpah, my Israeli chutzpah, and my powers. And I simply walked up to Yuli Vorontsov. I stood behind him. I got really close to him. I mean close. I mean 3 inches from his head. Mm-hmm. And I started bombarding him with my mind. I said, sign, sign, sign. And they signed. Obviously, I can't take full credit for it because I'll never know how and why he was influenced. But the fact that they signed, I believe, well, the reaction I got from the Americans was very positive. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You asked me the question, I answered you.
Yeah, I never asked you that before. In the years we've known each other, I've never really asked that. You know, there's a certain amount of... you like what you do. You like how you live. You like who you are. I noticed in an article that was written about you that you, and I know this for a fact because we've been out to eat and traveled together, and you never have any money. You don't have any credit cards, and you don't know whether you have a lot of money in the bank or not, because you're not in charge of your money. One of the, sort of like the President of the United States, I remember when George Bush went into a store to buy bread. He didn't know how much the bread was. He was going to buy something. He realized he didn't have any money. Yep. He didn't have any credit. Nothing. So, but
and by the way, Doug, that is the truth. You probably read the Sunday Times article a couple of weeks ago. Everyone in England was amazed that I don't know if I even have a bank account. And I was bluntly very honest with them, and I said what I said because that's... Exactly so. Now, obviously, rationally, I probably have a bank account, but I don't deal with it. Mm-hmm. I let, you know, Shippy, my brother-in-law, deal with it, mm-hmm. or my wife, because I totally and utterly detached myself from money.
Well, in the sense that you know that you're okay, you do have that sense. You know that you somebody around you is paying the mortgage because the house is still there. And when you go out to eat, you got enough money to pay for eating. And when you travel, you got enough money to buy a plane ticket. So, yeah, there's something there. But it's interesting. One of the things spiritually, and I don't have a whole lot of time here, that I think is important for people to know, if you're just motivated by money, you're really not going to get anywhere. It doesn't work that way.
We'll talk next week again.
We shall. We will. I promise. Uri Geller is here. His website, URIGELLER, loaded with things that will make your life more interesting and better, I tell you. 51 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We'll make quick work of this because I'm last Bill Collins anti-fan. Bill is 64 today. This is a song he sang from Tarzan, the Disney movie Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart. Movie music gets us started with movie moments, movie news. Actually, theater openings today we'll go through. Chuck Curry not available today, so Richie and I will take the mantle here, including our contest to get you qualified for our drawing to the Beaches Resorts winter giveaway just in time. A week from today, we'll give away this trip for two adults and two children to one of the three beaches in, Turks and Caicos. There's one there and a beach resort. Two of them in Jamaica, in fact.
I highly recommend the Turks and Caicos one.
Yeah, good stuff.
Fantastic.
All right, so anyway, here you're going to have the opportunity to get qualified for that by telling us what this movie. We have three clips from a movie. The star of this movie, or one of the three or four, maybe the second most important, it depends on how you slice it. He was certainly a marquee headliner. Unfortunately, he's retired. He's 85 today. If I tell you who it is, maybe it makes this a little bit easier. So I won't tell you who it is, but you'll guess by listening to his voice. Here's the first clue.
Doesn't it give you kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
Great movie.
Hey, he's terrific in that. Terrific. He was one of our great, great, great character actors. 888-302-3684. Still alive, but not acting. 85 today. Next clip.
Do you know why the number 200 is so vitally descriptive for both you and me? It's your weight and my IQ.
There you go. 888-302-3684. What's the movie? Last chance. Here we go.
To us, they are just meteorites. Fair enough. But the level of specific radioactivity is so high to anyone from the planet Krypton, this substance is lethal.
Okay. Duh. 888-302-3684. First one in qualifies for our drawing a week from today for those beaches resorts. We'll have the movies and what they explore. The list comes up next year on Good Day.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom? mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work. And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for childcare, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is a fantastic response.
Hi, Jamie's in Monroe, Louisiana, listening to you. Good day. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you. What's the name of the movie in our contest?
Superman.
Superman, the movie. Gene Hackman is 85 today, so you'll get qualified for our drawing a week from today. You'll be able to choose from one of the three beaches resorts, and I hope that you have good luck. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Nice way for us to get into the next item of interest here, which is the movies that are coming out. Black and White, released today. Story of a grieving widower played by Kevin Costner, left alone to care for his biracial granddaughter, whom he helped raise since she had been born, gets drawn into a custody battle with her paternal grandmother, played by Octavia Spencer.
Hmm.
The critics say film doesn't use its story to placate or to inflame one way or the other. So I guess that's a good sign.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Other things that are coming out today, let's see here. Plato's Reality Machine. Huh? Hello. Didn't you have one, Richie? You saw that it was interesting.
This Jude Law movie, The Black Sea, is another one of these submarine movies that I'd love to go see.
Ah, yeah, that sounds good.
We dig the sub movies.
We do, as a matter of fact. Backstreet Boys show also out this weekend as well.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.